For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A big thanks to all the folks who have stopped by to visit with us, including Joe Schmidt from Channel 5. Joe, good to see you again. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Steve, always a pleasure, and I always like to hear your golden tones on the weekend.
Well, thank you. And likewise, doing the sports on Channel 5. I know you were there.
Yes.
You left, you came back, and I'm glad you came back, Joe.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been outstanding, and you know, to come back and be part of this Joe Mauer thing was pretty fun, too. Yeah, just I was talking to you off the air. I interviewed Joe when he was a sophomore in high school. And then a couple weeks ago, we're in Cooperstown watching him go in the Hall of Fame. And I had the feeling that I saw a lot of Twins fans have out there, Steve. Everybody kind of felt like Joe's our own. Because he's a St. Paul kid, local kid. And we all felt like it was more personal than it was just as a fan to a typical baseball player.
And it is such a rarity. I brought it up with David St. Peter earlier in the day that one player spends his entire career with one team, whatever the sport. And he had mentioned Tony Oliva and Kirby Puckett are the other two Hall of Famers that spent their entire career in Twins uniforms, and of course, no Joe Mauer.
But add to that, he grew up in St. Paul.
Right.
You know, just you add that to it, and then on top of it, if you look at it, Steve, how many number one picks in the draft become Hall of Famers? Not that many. You would think the numbers would be higher, but that tells you just how hard it is to be in that 1% to make the Hall of Fame.
And it speaks to what played into Joe's career, and there was a lot of pressure. And we got into that a little bit off the air. There was a lot, Twins fans, well, you know, he got that big contract, and, you know, Joe's making all this money and is that number one pick. And playing in his hometown, if he would have gone somewhere else, maybe fans would have just taken it, hey, he had a great career. But there was always so many expectations on Joe Mauer.
Well, and you think about that kind of pressure from, you know, handling family and friends and ticket requests and autographs. And, you know, I've gotten to know Joe a lot, probably a lot better since his career is over, but the demands on his time are just amazing. And Joe is such a nice guy, he says yes, so he has to have some protection around him because otherwise he would never have time for his family or friends. But the pressure would have to be just immense. And an interesting story, I was talking to his mom, Teresa, and she was saying how she got all upset over something somebody said in the radio, and Joe went to her and said, why are you listening to that? Don't even put it on your dial. Because Joe was smart enough to realize that he's human, it would have bothered him, so he didn't listen. He just blocked all that stuff out.
And went about it, and first ballot Hall of Famer. Quite an honor. It's not easy. It's not easy to get into that Hall of Fame. And you've been there before, Joe, covering other Twins who have been in the Hall of Fame. It is really something.
Yeah, it was my fourth time, and you know what? I still got goosebumps this year, and I was really kind of happy about that because, you know, when you're in the business a long time, you know, you sat a lot of ball games, interviewed a lot of athletes. You know, sometimes, you know, the thrill wears off just a little bit. But when something like that happens, it was still very special and was just a joy to cover.
Now, I know you did a book with Joe, The Right Thing to Do, the Joe Mauer story. And the timing of this is really good because it came out earlier this year, kind of around the time Joe got the call to the Hall of Fame. Timing is everything, Joe, and it sure worked out well on this project.
Yeah, this isn't my first rodeo, Steve. You know, it was funny because the publisher, this is a children's book, and it's a great book on values like kindness and inclusivity. And in any way, the publisher was pushing for us to put it out at Christmas. I knew that in late January, Joe was going to get the vote for the Hall of Fame. I knew it would be close. So we released the book 1 week before he made the Hall of Fame. So everybody wanted to interview Joe. Joe was really good. We did a one-day media tour on pretty much all the stations, all the outlets in Minnesota. And we got a lot of publicity, and everybody asked Joe about the Hall of Fame. And when he made the Hall of Fame by 3 votes, I would have been the second happiest guy in the world.
It is. How did it come together? How did all of this, because it didn't happen overnight.
No.
It's a beautiful book.
Thank you. And so what happened is I had heard about this story with Joe a long time ago. And as you know, Steve, I do a lot of business keynote speaking. And one of the things I talk about is people making an impact. Well, I thought this story was so good because Joe had an impact on Mike, this young blind student who sat by himself at lunch every day, and Joe invited him to sit down at the table. But then I talked to 6 guys who sat at the table and the impact it had on them. And all these great things that have happened because of this one random small act of kindness. So I tell this story in my keynotes. I've written it in my first book, Silent Impact. And anyway, my publisher comes to me, you have to write a children's book. I said, what am I going to write a children's book for? I raised 3 kids, and if I didn't have my wife, they'd all be in jail if they followed me. Anyway, I got together with Joe and Maddie, and Joe did not want to co-author it because Joe did not want to be the hero of the book. You know, why would I write a story about me doing something nice? And I said, but he was very sincere on this can start conversations with people. He goes, is there a way we can donate to charity? I said, let's make 100% of the proceeds go to 2 charities. Joe's favorite charity, the Highland Friendship Club in St. Paul, which is an amazing charity, and another charity that started because of this story called Thumbs Up for Mental Health, which helps kids battling mental health issues in high school and self-esteem and things like that. So anyway, it just fell together magically. We got this amazing artist by the name of Kevin Cannon from Minnesota. He dropped everything to put this on the front burner, and it came out. We also have been able to donate books to 500 schools in Minnesota, and I'm getting letters and emails from teachers and principals saying, this is great. You know, this, we talk about values. We talk about kindness. You know, we talk about compassion, things that sometimes you don't talk about in schools. So the rewards and the impact have been just fantastic.
Yeah, it is beautiful, and it is available wherever you buy books.
Yeah, joemauerbook.com is probably the best place to get it, because that way the charities get the most money, because we're trying to raise, you know, and we've raised a lot of money. We've sold over 13,000 books so far. It's available in the pro shop here at Target Field, and a lot of independent bookstores, and you can find it on Amazon, too. But it's been good, and having Joe and Maddie behind it has been really rewarding, too.
Yeah, it is wonderful, and a great day here at the ballpark. And the thing about the story is, and really what makes Joe's story so unique and Joe Maurer is this is, you know, he's such a great guy. You know, I think sometimes we have these ideas of who pro athletes are. I mean, I got to know his mom and dad through charitable functions once upon a time, and they're very common, decent, humble people.
Well, you said the right word, humble, and I said this, and Steve, you've been here 27 years. I came here in 85, and I said, I've interviewed them all. You know, you name a star or something in the time, and I said, Joe is the humblest superstar I have ever met, and I think you'd probably have to agree with it, too, just in your experience, and it's real. There's nothing phony about it. He thinks of other people first, and this book is a prime example. There's another story in the book about how when they would pick teams, you know, kids get together and pick teams, Joe would always pick the kid who would get picked last first. You know, just, I mean, that's thinking on another level at that age. And so it's always been there. It's part of his DNA.
Well, Joe, thanks for stopping by. Good to see you. Once again, the book, The Right Thing to Do, The Joe Maurer Story, written by Joe Schmidt, forward by Joe Maurer. And Joe's going to be honored before the game. A year ago, Twins Hall of Fame. This year, Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Good run for him.
And Steve, just so you know, there are no big words in it. I think you'll be able to get through it.
Yeah, I hope so. The key is a lot of pictures.
and beautiful ones.
Yeah, thanks a lot. There he is, Joe Schmidt, Channel 5, joining us here at Target Field.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.